Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, shalom, Haberim, shalom, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers. So here we are at the 31st day of December 2022, according to the Gregorian, right? The Gregorian calendar. This is what those in the world among the Gentiles call New Year's. New Year's. Want to heal up Rossi more. Yes, I, you know, for the reason, man. You know, also I and I co-laborers right here on the board, you know, Ross Iason, you know, also on the Rastafari Israelites, you know, to the web female master, the web mistress right there, you know, Tehitna, go to my Osfile, you know, for the help and assistance, and all the brothers and sisters throughout this Gregorian Shana, you know, Gregorian Shana on the R. on the Rastafari Discipleship Radio, you know, and just those who have given the support, Rastafari Jews as well, you know, the comments, the critiques. And here we're about to go into a new cycle. Now, of course, we're already in our new year. You know, we've already been in our new year since September time, you know, the September, October time. You know, according to Lunar, Solar, Ethiopian, Hebrew, the wheel and the wheel calendar. So we already are in, you know, I New Year. But we're in the world, not of the world. So just recognizing that right here, we have today's daily psalm, which is interesting according to the royal order. It is Psalm 150. I always thought it was kind of interesting since in the ancients, our numbering of days and times is different. So the psalms, you know, the days have been aligned for the Gregorian calendar. But here at the 31st of December, which they call New Year's Eve, we have Psalm 150. So I don't know how many of y'all do that sort of thing right there. We recognize this basically for, you know, worldly purposes. You know, we got to change the dates, you know, on our documentation and communication. You know, and, you know, a lot of things changing in the society as far as, you know, the season, the reasons for the season. But here, this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Vayigash, or Vayigash, Vayigash, a.k.a. Vayigash, and he drew near, Vayigash, Vayigash, Yehuda, and Judah drew near, he drew near. The new year right here is drawing near. So we're going to pick up on some of these themes right here, Chaverim. So firstly, foremostly, Shabbat Shalom, send that salam. Looking forward, the Shabuah Tov, Shabuah, the seven to come, and also this Gentile New Year. May it be a peaceful, prosperous for the Chaverim, for those who hold to the holy covenant of the King of Kings Christ. May it be peaceful, blessful, you know, prosperous. And we say prosperity in the sense of shalom. Shalom. Let me share this right here for y'all. Right? If I say in Hebrew, right, like I'm going to pay for something, right? Like I'm going to pay, like to pay something. It's shalem. In the Hebrew, to say like to pay your vows, you know, ani shalem, Et nedar shali. I'm going to pay my vow. Like, I'm going to pay my vow. You hear that word? Es shalem. Right? Es shalem. It's from the shalom root. Right? So just think about this for a moment. To pay one's vow, to keep one's word in that sense of pay. Even in the Hebrew, the general sense to pay, right, has to do with peace. And peace, shalom, is in the fullness. Right? When we say shalom. Right, as man is a trinity, man is a tripartite being, right? There are three major, for lack of a better word, aspects, or I wouldn't say parts, but aspects of the human being. There's I and I spiritual, right? We could say the mind sense. There is I and I psychology, I and I psyche, I and I soul. And then we have this carbon organic structure, right? Speaking of the body. Right. And theologically speaking of the temple, know ye not that your bodies are the temple. So we have our bodies. So we say shalom and we indicate shalom to one another. We're saying in that Hebrew Trinity sense, right? In mind and spirit, right? In soul and psyche, right, and in our carbon organic structure, in our health, but also our wealth as well, because there's things that we need, resources that we need, you know, in order to maintain our health, you know, in order to maintain, you know, our five cycle, our physical existence, you know, and then also things that we need, right, also affect our soul, our psyche, our psychological state, and also our spirit and our mind state. Therefore, in the fullness, when we say Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, or use the word and the greeting of Shalom, of Salam, we mean it in the fullness.
Senbet Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for days of rest inside your home. Senbet Salam, Shabbat Shalom.
Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil.
chase the devil away. Chase that adversary, the adversary, and especially metaphysically speaking, the adversarial mind, you know, having a good mind. So chase the devil, chase Diablos. Diablos, not just looking at a person, but at that state of mind, that spirit, you know, spirit of the lies, deception, the slander, chase the devil. Classic right here, here, here on the eve of New Year's, they say. Come with it.
Hey, pass me the chalice now. You have a light? Ganja! Ganja is the healing of the nation. Ganja! Give I and I a Irie meditation. Irie! Ganja just a flow through we brain. Give it the herb, cause we no need no cocaine. Ganja a the spiritual herb. Ganja people all over the world, maka tell them say. Ganja just a flow through we brain. Give it the herb, cause we no need no cocaine. Ganja a the spiritual herb. Ganja people all over the world. Cha. Pass me the herb, pass me the pipe. Pass me the water for the chalice. Hey, anybody got a light? I'm about to take a flight. Yeah. Moving to a higher kind of height. Yes, that's right. Ganja just a flow through we brain. Give it the herb, cause we no need no cocaine. Ganja a the spiritual herb. Ganja people all over the world, as we tell them, say. Ganja just a flow through we brain. Give it the herb, cause we no need no cocaine. Ganja, it is so versatile. You can use it in a many, many style. Hey, I'm not joke, me a joke. You know, say marijuana is not just a smoke. Full of versatility without a doubt. Ganja can help the whole world out. You can use it for food and for oil, fuel and for rope, shoes and for clothes and for hats and for coats, medicines and for papers, creams and for soap. Ganja can even build a house. Oh, oh, oh. Ganja just a flow through we brain. Give it the herb, cause we no need no cocaine. Ganja a the spiritual herb. Ganja people all over the world.
I'm gonna put on the iron shirt and save Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on the iron shirt and save the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evilest man, but him can't choke this one I man. So when I take him, I last in hand. And if him slips, then I'm gone with his hand. I'm gonna put on the iron shirt and save Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on the iron shirt and save the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Turn me on, I feel so cool.
on where you come from. If I test you, come to test this your sound. You not ready, man. Back where we have protection. Coming from the Almighty One, and we sing along. Who you and where you come from? If I test you, come to test this your sound. You not ready, man. Back where we have protection. Coming from the Almighty One. Hey, sooner rather than later. Tell your selector and your operator. Tell them this a sound come from the creator. That means that no sound could have never be greater. No. Who you and where you come from? If I test your confidence, this your sound. You not ready, man. Back where we have protection. Coming from the Almighty One as we sing along. Who you and where you come from? If I test your confidence, this your sound. You not ready, man. Back where we have protection. Coming from the Almighty One. Hey sound, you must be thinking of your head. If you really think this your sound could have dead. A dream, you a dream, just go back to your bed. Hey, girl, I'm gonna hold some med. My boss, me say you come with your drama. If you a George Bush, then we are Obama. Oh, you a sweat, so you a get warmer. Remember this your sound, yeah, it's hotter than lava. Woy, 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 who you and where you come from? If I test you, come to test this your sound, you not ready, man. Back where we have protection. Coming from the Almighty One as we sing along. Who you and where you come from? If I kill you, come to kill this your sound. You not ready, man. Back where we have protection. Coming from the Almighty One. Hey, what them a do, what them a try? Tell you for your sound, just can't conquer. I can't take this your sound, for no little sound boy. Tell you this your sound, could I never, never die. No, I who you and where you come from. If I test you, come for test this your sound. You not ready, man. Back where we have protection. Coming from the Almighty One, and we sing along. Who you and where you come from. If I test you, come for test this your sound. You not ready, man. Back where we have protection. Coming from the Almighty One. Hey, this your station, a sensation. Giving the nation a good vibration. Appreciation and congratulation is coming to the sound from the whole population. Good selection, musical collection. Tell you this a sound would a win any election. God protection, the rod of correction. Till you come to kill a sound, change your direction. Who you and where you come from? If I test your confidence, it's your sound. You're not ready, man.
Log on to
www.blogtalkradio.com/discipleshipradio.
Good evening, Psalm, right here for the Sabbath day. Saturday's right here, Psalm 92. Yes, sir.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in
מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון וכינור. כי שמחתני אדוני בפועלך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן, ותרם תרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן, ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק כתמר יפרח, בארז בלבנון יזכה, שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולה תבוא.
Patience, patience, patience is a virtue, and virtue is strength. Yes, sir.
Here we are. Here we are. Right here is for the people.
have Egyptian mummies and a flag of a moon. And can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But there's the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media villages on TV the picture is. Savages the villages and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images. And this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic line is where them could can't defeat and them could have never clown. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Savali, that's patience. What the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering the world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. It gets no realer.
We born not knowing. Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flatted, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have started off. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that they seek of. Gotta teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive? It's all us now.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier, since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali. Patience. Yeah.
Jesus Christ's Dindakatari Medagan.
When Jesus Christ was born from Virgin Mary, from that time on, he lived an exemplary life, a life which men everywhere must emulate. This life and the feats that he has taught us assures us of salvation, assures us also of harmony and good life upon earth. Because of the exemplary character of the life of Jesus Christ, it is necessary that all men do their maximum in their human efforts to see to it that they approximate as much as they can the good example that has been set by him. It's quite true that there is no perfection in humanity. From time to time, we make mistakes, we do commit sins, but even as we do that, deep in our heart as Christians, we know we have a chance of forgiveness from the Almighty. He taught us that all men are equal, regardless of sex, their national origin and tribe. And he also taught us, all who seek him shall find him. To live in this healthy life, a Christian life, is what makes me follow Jesus Christ.
Imperial Majesty, what advice would you give a person who is considering the claims of Christ, perhaps for the first time?
Christos indikataru lamanim.
I would tell a person that's considering the claim of Christ for the first time that it is necessary to have faith in the Almighty, that it's necessary to have love, and that it's necessary to conduct oneself in a manner that we have been taught to do in the Bible. I would advise him to read and to study the Bible. I would also advise him to seek secular knowledge. For the one, the more one knows, the more he realizes the need for a prime mover, the need for a creator. The creator who's good, and the need for salvation and also for peaceful life upon earth. I'll also tell him to learn and to think for himself the ways he would serve the Lord. In this thought and in this undertaking of his, he will inevitably find the way of serving his fellow men, for his faith would then be manifested by his conduct. If Christians behave in this way, if we dedicate ourselves to this fundamental task, then we will have a peaceful world and we will be assured of not transgressing against the will and the commandments of God.
Your Imperial Majesty, are there any incidents in your life which stand in your memory as times when faith in Christ sustained you?
There are many instances in my life where the belief in the Almighty and the Christian faith has sustained me, times of trouble and difficulties. No matter what may befall a human being, he can always succeed in overcoming it in time if he has the strength of faith and praise to God. For inevitably, he comes to the assistance of those that believe in him and those that through their work live an exemplary life. This goes not only for Christians in my view, but for all men. I think God commiserates with those that find themselves in misfortune.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
We have Psalm 58, and we have this Torah portion. This Torah portion, the 11th. Vayigash. Vayigash. Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom. So with this particular Torah portion right here, we're going to seek to record a companion vlog, right, because some interesting, I think it's the Beni Hassan, from the Beni Hassan. It's very interesting, the wall paintings and what's found in the Beni Hassan. I think that's what the tomb is called, the Beni Hassan tomb. So here we're also looking over the Psalm 58, that comes up in this particular season here. So we have Psalm 58, and we have this Torah portion. This Torah portion, the 11th, Vayigash. Vayigash, in modern Hebrew, Vayigash. In the ancient Hebrew, we have Vayigash, Vayigash. Now, what is Vayigash, and why is this important? So firstly and foremostly, let's go to the scripture right here. So here we are at the 11th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, and it is called drawing. He drew near, he came near, he came near. And this is firstly based on From Low Degrees to High Degrees, the KJV. So here, let's go to the KJV. So here, going to the KJV, here's the verse in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 44, verse 18. Then Yehuda, it's actually Yehuda, because it means celebrated, praise, celebrated. Right? It's what his mother said, like, she shall praise Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be who he be. Right, she shall praise him, and she named her son, right, the fourth, Judah, Yehuda. She named him Yehuda. Now, I know there's a lot of ones that says Yahuda, so forth and so on, but there's a different Hebrew, even ancient Hebrew, meaning and connotation to that. We understand the Ben Yanim, right, which is the pattern forms. Binyan. Now, we can say Ben Yamin, not Ben Yamin, that's Benjamin, but Binyanim, some point as Binyanim, right? The verb pattern, you know, for past, present sense, you know, future sense in that sense, as well as for whether the verb is like active, whether it's a passive verb, like somebody doing something or something being done to somebody, or in the sense of reflexive. So if it's reflexive, and there's some Hebrew terminologies, not to get all into that, you know, right now, but just kind of pointing that out, because it's a very important consideration when we really start to speak about, you know, the Lashon Kadash, as some say, the Lashon Kadash, or the language of the holy language, and the ancient or the old Hebrew, or the, say, true Hebrew, or more correct Hebrew. There is a certain pattern that I would say is somewhat universal concerning the Shemitic and the Afro-Shemitic languages, which is also another very interesting factor there as well, because there's a lot of false, you know, pseudonosis out there, you know, concerning Hebrew. Some people say that the European Jews either created Hebrew, but modern Hebrew is still based on certain structural patterns of ancient Hebrew. Other things are introduced, as, you know, like we have modern words that are introduced into old languages, so forth and so on. But let's go on right here with this Torah portion right here, and let's take a look at this right here. So let's go down to the Tanakh. Two places we can go to. We go to the Tanakh. Here's the Tanakh, right, of this Torah portion, the opening words. So, Vayigash Elayo Yehuda Vayomer Bi Adoni Yidaber Na Avdeka Davar Bi Azne Adonia We al yechara peka be abreka kia kamoka ke faro. Now this right here, this verse, and here's a breakdown. And my sword, we set up the settings like that. So this is another translation. So we start out with the KJV, and we're going to compare and contrast. But it says, then Yehuda, Judah, came near to him and said, "Oh my Lord, please let your servant speak a word in my Lord and Adoni, in my Adon, Adawan's ears. And don't allow your anger to burn against your servant, for you are even as Pharaoh, as Pharaoh. So here's a more conventional, we say the KJV right here, without the Strong's highlights to the words, but with the Strong's highlights, we want to zoom in on where it says Judah drew near. So we have the Hebrew up here, Wayigash Elayo Yehuda. So it's these three words right here that we're focusing on for the first words, or the context of the first words. Vayigash Elayo Yehuda. Now, modern Hebrew, I think they would say it as Vayigash Elav, Elav Yehuda, Elav Yehuda, Elav, Elav, the way the modern Yehudi, modern Jews would enunciate it. But in the ancient pointing, Vayigash Elayo Yehuda, and drawing near, Nagash. Now, the Nagash right here is the root right here, and it's this word right here, near, Nagash. This is where we had some interesting reasonings on the Nagash. So we have Yehuda, Vayigash Elayo Yehuda, Elayo, towards him. Mm-hmm. Judah. Now, is Judah here drawing near to his brother? Well, it's his brother. We know it's his brother by reading the narrative in Moshe's first book, in Rabbeinu Moshe's first book. We know it's Yosef. But the brothers, right, his brothers who sold him and basically caused his dream, they caused his dream to come true. They caused Yosef's dream to come true, even though they scorned it, they were hateful. They had murderous intent against their brother. So the Nagash, right, Judah. So here we can discern right here in the scripture, right, based on even the fullness of the Israelites of Ethiopia and Ethiopia in the plan of the God of Yisrael, the Nagash, the Negus, Nagash connection. So what is Nagash? Nagash here is defined, so we go with the BDB first, definition, to draw near, to approach. The Kal of it, which is one of the patterns, the verb patterns, right, to draw or to come near, to come so near to a one where you can touch them. Right, touch him now. Bamarinya, the Metzaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, in the Authorized, Revised, and Hark Bible, we have Karabeh. Now, Karabeh is interesting because it's related to another Afro-Shemitic word with the same, or a similar import, right, to draw near. We have Krav Maga. I don't know if you heard of Krav Maga. Some call it Israeli street fighting. Krav Maga. Mm-hmm. In a sense, we would call it, you know, that beat down. It is street fighting, Krav Maga. But that's the modern pointing, Krav Maga, right? Krav, K-R-A-V, Krav, from the ancient Krav, Krav Maga, or Bamarinya, Krav, right? Krav Wuga, right? So it has a sense of drawing near and fighting, you know, like close combat, right? So the link right there between the Masoretic, the Masorah of the Hebrew, and the Royal Amharic, and getting into those manuscripts. So there we have an independent testimony of Israelites, the Israelites of Ethiopia, to compare and contrast with both the Septuagint and the Koine, the New Testament, right, as well as with the Hebrew, right, with the Hebrew of the Old Testament. So to draw near, to come near, these are some of the senses of human beings. It can mean in an intimate sense, right, inanimate objects. It can mean to approach one another, to draw near. Now here's the different senses, the Nephile sense. Right, is to draw near, the hefil sense, to cause, to approach, to bring near, to bring something. We have the hophile sense, to be brought near, and the hetapael sense, right, to draw near, like one's in a sense, say, drawing near to one another, in a sense, right? So now from the Strong's definition, which is, I would say, one of the more reliable, but then the next definition, kind of, we build from there and compare and contrast. Here we have the primitive root, to be or to come near, to be near, Nagash, Vayigash, right? To be near or to come near. And this can be for any purpose. But to draw so near, the idea here is to draw so near as to be able to touch one. And what's implied here is that Judah, right? And we're using this one here as a kind of a Judah, right? Judah link even with the brethren, right? That Judah drew so near to Ha'ish. Now, Ha'ish is the term and terminology that we have throughout this narrative, especially when they don't know that Tzafnat Payank, right? Payank, right? The Ankh is even there. Tzafnat, the revealer of hidden things, the revealer of secrets. Tzafnat Payank, right? Payank, right? This is the name that Paro, that the great house, that Pharaoh, the Sutton, that Sutton Bot, gives to Yosef because of his accurate ability, right, to interpret the cholem, right, the dream and the dreams, the cholamim, that Paro had seen, right? So here we have the brothers returning to Mitzrayim, to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to the Mitzvahs, to Kemet, going down. Now, another key thing is the directional that we have in the Hebrew, right? Also another accurate testimony. They went down, right? These little nuances, they went down. And even when he told them to Elu, to Aliyah, up, to go up, because Egypt geographically is like a depression. It's like the lowland compared to the highlands, the mountain of the moon, you know, what we have in the Tob, the Tawab, the Tob Eteva, in the good land in Ethiopia, part of that Abrahamic promised land right there. So here we have Yehuda drawing near, right? And Judah, he drew near. Now, there's a couple of key things right here, because Ha'ish is Yosef, Yawasaf is Ha'ish. This is a little full of this. So we use this one, especially how they highlighted it here, to, you know, even bring more attention to Judah, to Yehuda. Right, this is, as we say, from the Beni Hassan, right, which is, according to the most accurate historical dating of that, this corresponds to the time of the Hebrews, Ha-Ibrim, right, the Hebrews in Mitzrayim, the Hebrews in the Mitzvahs in Egypt. Right? So we're going to get into that as well, right? But that's like looking ahead, but at what particular dynasty, during what particular time. So here we have Joseph and his brothers, roughly in the 12th, right, the 12th dynasty, the 12th dynasty of Egypt, featuring Yosef and his brothers. So when we start to now date it, right, from the 12th to the 18th, right, the 12th to the 18th for the approximate 430 years, right? So here is the beginning descent, right, especially here in this 11th. Now, the number of this sabbatical study, right, this sabbatical study, this parasha here is also noteworthy. So Joseph is still not known to them when we enter into this 11th Torah portion. He reveals himself. Now, what's also interesting when we start to look at the Hebrew of the text is previously, right, previous to this, and this came out in, I think, our previous sabbatical study when we was here in this Torah portion, that had come out as well. Where do we have it? Where in Joseph, when he reveals himself to them, he tells them to come near, right? He tells them to come near. And the word that he uses, let's get this right here. We're looking at the hard copy right here so we can share with you the verse right here. And one can use some of the interlinear software to locate these key verses. So this is moving on from Vayeshev, right? From Vayeshev, the 10th. And that also corresponds to after the Hanukkah, right? After the Maccabee fighting holiday season. And what's interesting is that we have been able to, and Mikates, the one previous to that, with Joseph being sold. Now, the one responsible for the sale, this is what's interesting too, is Judah also, right? Jew equals Judah. That's interesting right there as well. Let's see if we can just share that right here, right? Let's go into this right here, and let's see, this is download, this will be in the, okay, here we're a little off. Picture, there we go, right there, this one right here. This is interesting. This is a testament by Ziggy Marley concerning his father, his earthly father, you know, Berhana Selassie, I Rastafari Joseph. That's another theme too, to keep on the Bema. Here he says Jew equals Judah, so the connection of Jew equals Judah. He says my father, right, my Rastafari culture has a tight link to the Jewish or the Yehudi, the Judah, even the lion of the tribe of Judah, the culture. We have a strong connection from when I was a young boy and read the Bible, the Old Testament, and that's the foundation there, right? The Brit Yeshana, right? The Old Testament, what's called the Belui Kidan. So here we have Vayigash Elayo Yehuda Vayomer Bi Adoni. Now this is what he says. Then we have Joseph saying in chapter 45. So we pick up here with chapter 44. Right, 44 verse 18, and we go to chapter 45, verse 4. It begins off in verse 4, where it says, Joseph said to his brethren, Vayomer Yosef, El Achayo, Ahayo, Ahayo. So his Ahai, Ach, his ox, his brothers. He says Gishu, not Gishu. Gishu is from the Nagash. Now, one thing you'll notice when we touch on the word Wayagash, right? When we touch on Wayagash, let's do this right here. In fact, let's actually put this like this, and let's see if we can get a screenshot of this, right? Okay, we're going to use this, right, as we go over here to Wayagash, right, to Wayagash. So here we have the screenshots there. And where were we with Wayagash? It was in this suitcase here, right? Some of the possible subject matters that we hope to cover and share with y'all. All right, so here, this is interesting. Looking at the Beni Hassan, all right, that's a whole reason in itself. This is more of the full of the, you know, Beni Hassan. Now, it's interesting, you know, the characters featured here, right? This is, and you can see this particular scene right here. So most only get to see some versions, and there's a lot of versions of this that have been displayed elsewhere. All right, now we identify this with the Hebrews, right? The period of time where the Hebrews, Kenom Hotep, that particular period of time where the Hebrews in Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim, right? And so we have this section right here. Now it's interesting to note the color variations. There seems to be some concerted attempt to lightenize or to whitenize. Right, this when we start to look at, well, what did it actually look like? And then some of the other versions, right, some of the other versions of it right here. So looking at the brothers there, we have the brothers there, then we have the wives. So this would demonstrate when the family now, right, this is what happens in this Torah portion, right, after the revelation comes on, right, and his brothers, you know, realize what is really going on and realize the accuracy of Yosef's prophecy, all right? So this is some interesting, you know, word picks, you know, let's see them right there, you know, some interesting word picks right here. And so looking at the various different colors, all right? So this is original pictures, you could say, of the cave, the tomb, you know, the tomb, all right? The Beni Hassan tomb right here, all right? Now, this is also kind of very interesting when we think about the brothers' use of this terminology translated as Ha'ish. The Ish is the man, you know, like how we black peoples over here in the Americas and the Caribbean, you know, once lost now found, Ba'it Yisrael, use that term, the man. Who's the man? The man, right? The man. And it's in the same sense, right? Except, ergo, you know, without the racial misconnotations that have happened in these latter days and time, that same word, the man, they don't even refer to him by his name, but they say the man. No doubt they heard his name, but they knew him as a man. He was the man that was in charge. Right now, these are very interesting. These are very interesting as well. This shows some level of business, mind of business and labor that's going on. And so the narrative in the text of Hebrew brings out the sense of Yosef being like I would say a middle manager, but between the people and the Paro, the great house. Even what Judah says, he says, for you are like Pharaoh. You are like Pharaoh. Although they knew that he was not Paro, he was not the Sutanet, Sutanbat, that he was basically an administrator, but he was great. Right? It was obvious that Yosef was great. Right? Here, so here we have a scene of likened to the scene of the brothers, you know, going on. And it's a very interesting, you know, seeking to get some more of the, you know, available pictures and to study them and to reason on them. I mean, what is going on here? Now, it's also interesting that I think coming up, the patriarch Yaakov speaks about his bow, right? His bow, right? His bow comes up. And it's somewhat cryptic because it comes up in the text where he says about, he gets some land. He acquires some land that he got from the Amorite. And he says by his bow, like his bow is brought out, right? But then we have these pictures right here, which is kind of clear that they are being brought to this man here, right, to this Ish, right? Is this a Joseph-like, you know, a Joseph-like one? I mean, it's very clear. We get this income, right, the incoming of the children of Jacob, the Bnei Yaakov, here in this Torah portion, right, in response to what has been going on with the, you know, with the famine. Right, we see here there's hunting and it's gathering, there's all sort of industry, that is going on. Now, this is the 12th century. We're pointing this to the 12th century, so the overlapping both biblical information and biblical facts and evidence and the historical facts and evidence. Once we put the timeline, see the timeline, and a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people who say this and that and there's, you know, try to cast shade on the veracity, the truth of what the scripture is saying. And we found out that there's a lot of primary points that has to be addressed, like the chronology, like what is the chronology, right? Because one looks at it in the sense of wrong chronology is the birth of the, okay, Jacob, the patriarch Jacob, right, and Esau, right? So here we're going to just return to this right here as a placeholder here, Ha'ish. Here is the man, right? Here we have a Judah, right? So now what's the significance of Judah here? And now the backstory on this, is the lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden. The lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden. Now, during the Hanukkah season, right, in our Seder, in our order, we, Rastafari Jews, Yehuda, of the line of the tribe of Judah, we observe the reading of the 8 chapters of the fourth book of, you know, the fourth book of Maccabees, as well as with the particular offerings from the first Hanukkah, the first levitation of the Mizveach, the altar, in Numbers chapter 7. That's also read, portion of that is read on each of the 8 days of the Hanukkah lights. So there we get to read and get to hear and feed on the testaments of the 12 patriarchs, right? And that's inclusive of Yosef, of Joseph as well, the 12 patriarchs. And that gives us more of what even the original, we said the original church in the New Testament sense and the Hebrews understood of this narrative, because there we get an affidavit in the 12 testament, the 12 patriarchs, we're getting an affidavit, you know, that, now that makes sense when we get to the fullness of Genesis, because here we're at, I think, the next to last Torah reading, right, within the first book of Moshe, right, and the brothers, the 12, well, the 11, we say the 11 and the 1, this is all about the 11 and the 1, right, the 1 is Ha'ish, is Yosef, is Yahwasaf, is Joseph, right, the 11 are the 11 brothers, right. And it wasn't all 11 brothers. You know, we can take Benjamin out of there. It was like at least 9 to 10 of them, right, that sought to conspire against Joseph, even with murderous intent. So there's a lot of heavy subject matters, right, that needs to be, and family matters too, right? Subject matters and family matters that needs to be addressed right here in the family of Yaakov, the family of Jacob that is going on. Now, to represent, we could say the 11, and then Benjamin, right? Benjamin. Benjamin's role is very significant. And we look at the Rhema word of Benjamin, speaking of Benjamin, Yaman, Jamaica, and the Caribbean, even in this diaspora, and the so-called North American Negro or Black American, and the Yehuda connection in the diaspora. This is significant, too, with Ainai Rastafari Joseph, Burhana Selassie, as well. Right? So this is another key connection. Even the survival album kind of brings out more of that. You know, if we would touch on a few more of the elements here, right? Do we have any more of the elements here? I think we might have some more of the elements here to share. All right, and let's go over here. Let's go over here and let's see. We can, I think it was the previous Torah portion, right? The previous one, yeah, survival, right? The Burhan Selassie connection, many colors. You see the many colors, right? Hanukkah, right? The 8 lights, the seven lamps for eight lights, right? This was in Wayashev, right? The ninth Torah portion. That's where this all begins here, especially with Yosef, Joseph, with his dreams, right? What he revealed to them, their reaction to the dream, and then in the 10th Torah portion, even coming into this Torah portion here, we get to see the accuracy of what Joseph said, that the 11, right, the 11 stars and the star connection, right, the Hebrew star chamber right here, the star connection with the 11 sons of Yaakov here, right, Jacob, Yisrael, Israel, right, and then also Hebrew, what we call Hebrew astrology, right? I know this is going to throw someone's off, they're going to be all confused, and they're going to blaspheme and lie and accuse us, right, of things falsely, because we said Hebrew astrology. But we have to consider this here, because what did Joseph see? What did Joseph say? Joseph clearly saw in his, the chazon, or that vision, that cholem, that dream, that the sun and the moon, right, the sun, and now Yaakov, Jacob gives an interpretation that now lets us see a perspective of what we call the Hebrew astrology. So we're going to seek to get into that more as well, but this is the point of the elements that lead us here to Yehuda, to Judah now, stepping forward. Judah steps forward to advocate, right, to Ha'ish, who actually is Yosef, right, to Ha'ish, what's going on. So this is from the previous Torah portion. So if you didn't get a chance, right, we're going to deal with that as well. If you didn't get a chance to check it out, please check out the previous, you know, Torah portions and the connection right here, especially with this Torah portion here, right, Wayigash, right, and more on the Nagash, right, more on the Nagash connection. There's a Nagash connection as well. Just looking over some of the previous, and let's see if there's, so previous we had the Meek 8, right, the Meek 8 at the end, right, and then we had the Yosef, right, Joseph connection. So a little bit more on the, what we would call the Hebrew astrology, because of the sun and the moon, right, the sun and the moon, and the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowing to one star, right, bowing to one star. So there's Joseph, Yosef, right, there's the one, and then we have the 11 brothers, but here we have one brother, Yehuda, praised, celebrated. Now remember what the patriarch Jacob says in Genesis chapter 49 concerning Judah. Judah, you are he who your brethren, right, your brothers shall praise. So in this difficult situation here, we can remember Joseph is testing, right, he's effectively testing his brothers. Right, Joseph is testing his brothers to see what their sincerity or intent is. Now, this is the Afnat Paineach, Paineach, Payank, Paineach, 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 Afnat, the revealer of secrets. This is Joseph. So even as Joseph, from a Kemetic view, right, and also for the Hebrews, this is very clear. This is part of the experience here in Mitzrayim, that Joseph, he is fulfilling even this kind of a kind of an Osirian type. You know, Osirian type. And it wasn't just, you say, one brother, as in the Kemeti or the Mitzrayim, in their mythos, you know, their interpretation, their, you know, we say myth, right? But in the Hebrew perspective, we see Joseph as being that one that was dead, right? So there's the Osirian, the Hebrew Osirian here as well in the text. And we can see that this whole narrative is very consistent with telling the narrative of what happened. But within what happens to the Hebrews, we're seeing a fulfillment, right, of many of the key Mitzrayim, you could say ancient Egypt, ancient Kemetic spirituality narratives, stories. I don't know how one might want to refer to it, but if this is what the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the Kemetiu, but the Kemites believe, right, it's interesting because then it would explain this relationship that the people have with Yosef, which is going to be brought out even more as the famine. The famine's going to get worse. It's the whole food situation. See, this is what Joseph says to his brothers, that, you know, don't be grieved, you know, now be not grieved nor angry with yourselves, he says. Right? He says, Wa'ata ala te atavu wa'ala yichara be'aynekem. Right? In your own eyes, he says. Like, don't be, like, angry. Don't be yichar, don't be hot. Be einekem, in your own einekem, your eyes, in your eyes. Kia mekartem oti, for your soul me, your soul I. Ki mekartem oti, for your soul. Ki mekartem oti, your soul me. Heina here. Ki le mechia sha. Shelachni Elohim lifnekem. He says, for Elohim sent me, right, to do what? Le michya, to preserve life, to preserve the chaya, the life. Shelachni Elohim lifnekem. He sent me before y'all to preserve, to save life. So don't be angry with yourself. So we have to look at the various aspects. There's some interesting aspects, and each of them is a point of meditation, agitation, and reasoning right there. So the clearness of this narrative right here, just telling, okay, this is what happened. And then with the testament of the 12 patriarchs, we get a more individualized perspective that when we refer then to the scripture, it gives us a fuller view. So we're also pointing to the lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden, particularly to the translation of the testament of the 12 patriarchs. And it might be good to look at three of the patriarchs' testimonies and listen to it again and read over it again, namely to Yosef, to Yehuda, to Judah, and to Binyamin. Let's look at who is being named here. We have Yehuda, so Judah going forward, right, to get a better idea, well, who is Yehuda, right? Who is Yehuda? I mean, who is Yehuda testified to and witnessed here in the scriptures, right? And why is his advocacy, right? What allowed him, right, to step forward, right, to be that one that steps forward, right, to represent the interests of his brethren in this difficult situation? Now, another thing you should be able to clearly see when you start to look at some of the available, like, recreations, this is like another recreation here, they play with the colors, as you can see right here. They play a lot with the colors. Right? I'll get into that as well. Looking at some of the actual pictures, even some of the older pictures, some of them in black and white, there's a few in color, and we can see, well, what was still there in the Beni Hassan tomb. Right, and we're not suggesting just one sort of color, but we can see clearly how they manipulate, you know, the colors. Right, so a lot of these are recreations, you know, but then in looking at, you know, more of the original, right, more of the original right here, we have Yosef, right, Joseph, in the 12th dynasty, right, and this is the dynasty that our research have pointed to with Joseph, and also the Hebrews, the Bnei Ya'akov in Mitzrayim. For this Torah portion, Wayagash, get more into the Nagash, right? Nagash, right? Afro-Shemitically, right? The Nagash connection, right? What is the Nagash connection? And here, just to sum it up right here, this kind of a basic, brief overview. Yehuda, right? Judah, right? Judah draws near. Draws near to who? You can see even the Mitzri, the Egyptian, the commit to you in there in the front. Right, pointing his hand. Right, who is he pointing to? Right, who is he pointing to? Right, and see here some of the other colors. You can see some of the colors here. You see the daughters right there. You can see their particular colors not reflected in that recreation. Right, and this one right here, the brothers. Right, and this right here, Yehuda type. Right, taking place, standing up to represent, to advocate. Jew equals Judah, Yehuda. Standing up to advocate for the brothers. So the testament of the patriarchs, Yehuda, Judah, Joseph, and Benjamin. So the Benjamin and Judah connection and Joseph. So in the Rastafari Rhema, we have Barhana Selassie, right? We have Yehuda, Judah, right? Even in the Revelation over here in diaspora, so-called Black American Negro, we have Benjamin. Benjamin, right? We have J.A., Jamaica. We have Benjamin in the Caribbean. So we have Benjamin. And it was interesting because one was reasoning on Marcus Garvey, right? And then I look at Booker T. Washington. You know, Marcus came forward to check Booker T. Washington. We get into some more on this because there's some corresponding themes that need to be kind of emphasized. The Nagash or Yigash, Wayigash. Once again, let's bring it up right here. We have the root right here. All right, so we have H5066, Nagash, right? The Nagash connection and the meaning of Nagash, the primary meaning, right? The primary meaning, once again, right here, let's just take a screenshot of this right here, right? A primitive root, to be or come, in the causative sense, to bring near. So how we read this is to be near, to come near, to be or to come near, in the causative sense, to bring something near. What did Yehuda do? Wayigash Elayo Yehuda, and Judah came near, but he also brought near a defense. Right? So euphemistically, this word can mean to lie or to lay, like sexually for woman. Right? As an enemy, right? If one views someone as an enemy, and there's no doubt that to a degree, because of what was going on here, that Judah had basically become surety for Benjamin. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, the Black American, the so-called North American Negro, in that sense, is surety for his little brother, you know, his little brother, his younger brother, so to speak, Binyamin, Benjamin, Yama, right? And then the closeness of Yosef, right, of Joseph with Binyamin, with Benjamin. So that close association, Baran Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley, right, Joseph with. So these are some of the areas that we will seek to reason on and also to meditate on in this Shavuah. Now, religiously speaking, Nagash, why you guys, as you can see it right here, to worship. Why you guys right here to worship? In a causative sense, is to present something. So Yehuda, Judah presented the defense. He presented a defense. Right? When he drew near, he presented a defense. Just getting into this a little bit more, since this is where we're at. So we have Wayagash, and he drew near, Nagash, to approach, to draw near, to join. Now, many of the scribes who had translated HaTorah into the Koine Greek, they consistently used the word en gidzo, en gidzo, en gidzo, en gidzo, en gidzo, right, for the verb Nagash, which generally means to come close enough to touch someone or something. So there's a physical sense of it, but then we have the figurative sense right down here to adduce an argument, to adduce an argument. So what Judah brings forth here in Wayagash, right, Judah came near to him and said, be Adoni, oh my Lord, be is a sense in the Hebrew that means like, oh my, right, just to bring that up, the be sense, be, if it please, I pray, excuse me. Literally it means like be by way of ye, ani, me, by way of me. Be, excuse me. This is used to introduce an entreaty, a request. So in breaking down and building up on the biblical Hebrew, right, we can get even a clearer sense. It's not just, oh my Lord, but it's like, if it please thee, like almost like if it please the court. Because what we have, Joseph was holding court, and he also was investigating the teshuvah, right, the repentant state of his brothers. We get to see certain signs of the brothers, right, Joseph's brothers, their repentance. So here he's seeking to discern, you know, what their repentant state is of those brothers, especially those brothers, even according to the text, as well as according to the testament, the affidavits given in Mitzrayim and Kemet, right, the testament of the 12 patriarchs, their involvement in what occurred with Yosef, because the testament of the 12 patriarchs is clearly based on ancient fragments that reflected what the brothers witnessed, right, and what their role was. They were testifying to their sons. They're giving their children, you could say, the inheritance, the psycho-spiritual inheritance. So there's a part of that that we have to touch on again with Jacob and Esau, Esau, because there's two blessings that are given at two different times, right, within the same general narrative, right? So there's the blessing when Yaakov said, when Jacob said to Esau, right, and Rebecca, she overheard this, said, my soul, like, give me some of that venison that you get, you know? He liked the meat, you know, the flesh, you know, he was on the food. He was like a foodie, in a sense, right? But there he also, talking about Yitzhak, he also was legally blind, right, and HaTorah, right, because he was about to give the blessing, right, to the one who is the elder, but it says that the elder shall serve the younger, but the younger is the one who becomes the firstborn. So when you hear people talk about, oh, the trick, and there was this trick that was going on, and so forth and so on, what the mother, you got to put that on the mother, on Rivka, right? Now, when we start to look at this in the realistic, especially for we as Hebrews and as Israelites, right, we can see the psychological aspect of black people, especially black men, vis-a-vis the black mother. Right? So there's a strong matriarchal sense that's being overlooked, right, in order to so-called blame Yaakov, the son, for doing what his mother asked, for his mother who was revealed and shown the will of Yahuwah Eloheinu, was shown the will of He who be, who He be, I and I Elohim. So here's a strong matriarchal sense that doesn't get to be brought out as well, right? So that's, of course, that is kind of retrograding a little bit on the previous Torah portion, but for the continuity of the narrative, it's very important to see that right there. So we're looking at the full thing and not at a counterfeit Christian caricature. This is what folks have been given, this counterfeit Christian caricature. So a lot of these questions are really foolish and unlearned questions, because if we would go through the text and just study it as we study it, then we can get the fuller sense and the true and the better questions, right? The beneficial, the blessed question that will really prosper us in giving us the real wisdom, right, the chokmah of what the scripture, HaTorah, Jah's direction instructions, is showing us right here. So just pointing out this particular fact, too, concerning the teshuvah of the brothers and how Ha'ish, speaking of Joseph, And Safnat Paneach, Paneach, how he was testing them, right? He was testing to discern and ascertain what their level of teshuvah, what their level of repentance really was, right? So Yehuda steps forward in a kind of a legal sense. So we also have law here, right, and court, and adjudicating, right, reasoning, you know, as man a reason out something. So as a reason. Now, how Yehuda shows deference to the court. B, Adoni, Aton. Now, the Adon and the Aton, the Aten sense is also very interesting and important, because if one attributes the Aten to Akhenaten, one also need to look at the Hebraic sense of what occurred not in the 19th dynasty, but in the earlier, the 12th dynasty. Right? So also the debt, in a sense, that Mitzrayim on the level owes the Yisrael, Israel. Now, that's also to be picked up on right there. But here we have this entreaty, right? Perhaps this is in the sense of asking. Properly, it's a request, and it's always with my Lord, Adoni. Be Adoni. Oh, that, with leave. With leave. Like it's like in the military where it says, like, permission to speak, right? Be Adoni, permission to speak, right? So what Yehuda, what he brings forward is very significant, because it sets the whole context for what is to follow. And then in chapter 45, we get Yosef also telling them to draw near, to come near, right? He's saying to come near, right? Come near to me, I pray you. He says to them now, to come near, right? To me, I pray you. To his brothers, he says, Geshu, nah, a lie. And then it says, why ye gashu? And they came near. So we have Nagash from that, from this Hebrew root right here. We have Nagash here, actually. We have it here three times, right, within this narrative right here. We have it three times. Why Yigash? Right, let's go down here to the Tanakh, right, the Tanakh right here, right? Here's the Tanakh right here. Why Yigash? Right, why Yigash? So that when we go over this with a Nagash and the Nigus connection, right, so we have, in the sense of the, we have this royal, right, this royal order, even here in settling of a great difference, because Haish, Yosef, is still the man who's in charge in Egypt. He's in charge of the food. He's in charge of the store. He's also threatening, right, to divide the family, right, because he's accusing the brothers of being dishonest, not being honest, being spies and all of that, right? And we need to recall what Yehuda, right, said would happen to his father. Now, as he makes his case, right, why Yigash, as he draws near, be Adoni, with permission, with leave, to Haish, to the man, to make the case, he says something very important. If Binyamin, if Benjamin did not return home with the brothers, that's the key there. Not just Benjamin, Binyamin, Benjamin, Jaman, Yaman returning home, but with the brothers. And it's Yehuda, it's Judah who's speaking up here. And Judah, he proposed the charges, like what did Judah propose regarding the charges against his brothers? Against his brothers. There was charges that was leveled against his brothers, right? He offered to bear the guilt in exchange for Binyamin, Buffalo Soldier, Yehuda, Judah in the heart of America, speaking now for Binyamin, Jaman, right, to become servants or bondmen. Now, people like to superimpose this word slave, and this causes further confusion because it still keeps that counterfeit Christian caricature or misinterpretation in mind. The text uses bondmen, right? The text uses servant. Right, and we need to understand this particular connection as well. Now, Joseph, he clears the room, and then he reveals his identity. Now, this is what leads us to the next significant, we say, scene. Because the first scene, right, the first scene goes on from verse 18, Genesis chapter 44, verse 18, to roughly about the point where Joseph reveals, well, who he is, right, and gives the brothers, right, the brothers a clearer insight on what's going on, right, what's really going on here. So the next part of this scene here and this narrative, right, of reuniting, right, the brothers reuniting here, right? But remember, something really bad went on, right, to even cause Yosef, to cause Joseph to be in this particular, right, to be in this particular situation, right? But then, at the same time, the prophecies, right, the prophecies, you know, the prophecies were fulfilled. Right, we can say the dream becomes a prophecy, right? So we have dreams and dreams and dreams. This is the key thing. So see, here in these Torah portions, these four or five or so Torah portions here, these readings here, these parashah, the manna, the angel's bread right here, about dreams, and at this time of the year, these are the appointed readings here in this season, in the darker part of the year, right, so-called winter time, less light, the part of the year where dreams, right, are more likely because of the season, you know, the reason for the season. So also a little bit more on the Ankh, right, in Afnat Paneach, Paneach, Neach, Neach, Paneach, Neach, Anak, Paanak, Paankh. So we have the Ankh and Yosef, Joseph, the Hebrew Osirian, right, the Hebrew Osirian, Osirian here, as he literally, in that sense, comes back from the dead. Right, this is the perspective of the brothers. So we're looking at the experience of the brothers, and especially of the patriarch Yaakov, right, who we have yet to touch on that part of his narrative, but it's coming up here in this 11th sabbatical Torah portion reading and feeding. So stay tuned. So like, share, subscribe. Also download the free podcast app. Also some very good apps on Ethiopia Matrix. Also we have the Amharic app, some other apps in development as well. But be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Share this video with others. Post on your social media page and platform as well. Check out the description for more links. Also the support and contribute as possible to the ministry of His Divine Majesty. And Ras Yadonis Tefarai Yadin here. Yes, I. Ras Tefarai. Ras Tefarai. Ras Tefarai.
Yes, I. Yes, I. Some things old, some things new, but Jah willing, all things true. So right here, let's build I and I dreams. Yes, I. Habarim. Dennis.
Build our dreams together.
150th Psalm. So here, this is the end of 2022, the Gregorian year. Look at something on the Gregorian calendar.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar thing. And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool. You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
So what time is it?
Feel it in the wine. مزمور 150 هللويا እግዚአብሔርን በመቅደሱ አመስግኑ በኃይሉ ጠፈር አመስግኑ በችሎቱ አመስግኑ በታላቅነቱ ብዛት አመስግኑ በመለከት ድምጽ አመስግኑ በበገናና በመሰንቆ አመስግኑ በከበሮና በዘፈን አመስግኑ ባውታርና በእምቢልታ አመስግኑ ድምጹ መልካም በሆነ ጸናጽል አመስግኑ እልልታ ባለው ጸናጽል አመስግኑ እስትንፋስ ያለው ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ያመስግን ሃሌሉያ
Psalm 150 Praise ye the Lord Praise God in his sanctuary Praise him in the firmament of his power Praise him for his mighty acts Praise him according to his excellent greatness Praise him with the sound of the trumpet Praise him with the psaltery and harp Praise him with the timbrel and dance Praise him with stringed instruments and organs Praise him upon the loud cymbal Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal Let everything that hath breath Praise the Lord Praise ye the Lord The end of the book of Psalms
Mizmor kuflun hallelujah Hallelujah el pekocho Hallelujah girgia osho Hallelujah bigurotam Hallelujah cherov gudlo Hallelujah betecha ashofar Hallelujah benevel vechinor Hallelujah betof umahol Hallelujah beminim veugav Hallelujah betzilzele shama הללוה בצלצלי תרועה כל הנשמה תהלל יה הללויה יה 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 יה
So here in the season right here, Psalm 150, corresponding to the end of the Gregorian year right here, Royal Order, Psalm 150. So let's ride up with Psalm 150, and here we have the 11th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Brothers and sisters, be well, be safe, you know, be sound. Yes, I.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Shalom, my brothers. Shalom, shalom. Yes, we have today's daily psalm. I went to the Hebrew from the Sefer Tehillim, chapter 150, Kof Nun, and Bamarinya in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzav Kedus of Negus Negeze, Ethiopia, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he who was Shu, who was the blessed, the only potentate, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering line of the tribe of Judah. We have from the Authorized Amharic Bible from the Revised Amharic Bible, also known as the Rab, we call the Rab, the acronym for the Revised Amharic Bible, R-A-B, also the HSV, Haile Selassie version, the King of Kings, Weep Not, Behold. We have the Psalms of David, and we have this in the publication, a printing. We have the KJV, one column, and the Royal Amharic from the Book of the Seven Seals, Mezmure Dawit, the Psalms of David, Negus Dawit, known in the Ethiopic as the Mezmure Dawit, Psalms, a chant, intonation. So this is a parallel Bible version containing in one volume both the 1611 AD English KJV and the Ethiopian King of Kings 1961 AD Amharic, the Royal Amharic text, that pure language that he would turn to the people, as we have in the Zephaniah prophecy, Zephaniah chapter 3, round about verses 9 and 10. Moa, Anbesa, Zaim, Negeda, Yehuda, the lion of Judah, of the tribe of Judah, have prevailed. Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie first, elect of God, Siyume, Gziavihir, the King of Kings of Ethiopia, Negus Neges, Ze Ethiopia. So what we have right here is the HIM, His Imperial Majesty, Bible version and the KJV side by side, or the HSE, the Haile Selassie version, and the KJV side by side, with an introduction in this volume, annotation, and a commentary by yours truly, by H.H. His Highness Ras Iodonis Tafar, being son of the king. You have to represent I and I, especially in the print works. But your brother, right, Wyndham Ras Yadinos Tefari of the LOJ Society of His Imperial Majesty. And this was a special jubilee printing, 2011, LOJ, Lion of Judah Society College Press. And it's available. Get a copy. Get a copy while supplies last. Also the PDF, you know, the PDF, the word book, kind of digital read on the devices copy as well, you know, also available, so you can get the Kindle and use the technology to disseminate. And those who have this sort of knowledge and seek to share that and work and co-labor, just contact INI, RastafariGroundation.org, and check out more at RastafariGroundation.org. So this is the Amharic Psalms of David, right, and the English KJV is a parallel print, so side by side. So as we went through the Hebrew, and usually go through the Hebrew as a basic groundation from low degrees to high degrees, I'd like to share this right here along with Psalm 151. So that right there, just giving a little bit of an intro, right? So we have the Mezmure Dawit. Mezmure Dawit Meto Hamsa. Meto Hamsa. Meto 100, Hamsa 50, Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Ekziavi harin be mekdesu. Ameskenut be hailut efer. Ameskenut. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Be'chlotu ha-mesignut. Be'talak enetu be'zat ha-mesignut.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur Matwamsa. Halleluya. እግዚአብሔርን በመቅደሱ አመስግኑት። በኃይሉ ጠፈር አመስግኑት። በችሎቱ አመስግኑት። በታላቅነቱ ብዛት አመስግኑት። በመለከት ድምፅ አመስግኑት። በበገናና በመሰንቆ አመስግኑት። በከበሮና በዘፈን አመስግኑት። በአውታርና በእምቢልታ አመስግኑት። ድምፁ መልካም በሆነ ጸናጽል አመስግኑት። እልልታ ባለው ጸናጽል አመስግኑት። እስትንፋስ ያለው ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ያመስግን። ሃሌሉያ።
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth.
בשם האב והוולד ומנפש קדוש אחד ואמלק מזמור מתו חמסה מתו חמסה מתו חמסה. The 150th Psalm from the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhav Kedus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye he who be. Hallelujah. Ekziavi harin bemekdesu ameskenut behailut efer ameskenut. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Hallelujah. Egziavi harin bemekdesu ameskenut. Behailut efer ameskenut. Bechlotu ameskenut. Betalak enetu bizat ameskenut. Praise him for his mighty acts. Be'chelotu ameskenut. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. For his abundant greatness. Be'talak enetu bizat ameskenut.
Bemelekata dimps ameskenut. Bebeginana bemesenko ameskenut. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Bemelekata dimps with the voice of the trumpet. Bemeleket dimps ameskenut. Bebeginana bemesenko ameskenut. Praise him with the psaltery. With the psaltery and harp, with the begena and the masenko, the masenko, the masenko, be begenana, be masenko, ameskenut, be kabrona, be zefen, ameskenut, be altarina, be imbelita, ameskenut. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Be kabrona, the kabro, the thunder bass drum, the kabro. Be kabrona, be zefen ameskenut. Be altarina, be imbilita ameskenut. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Dimts amelkam behones enatzil ameskenut. Ililta baloas enatzil ameskenut. Praise, praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high, high sounding cymbals. Dimtu melkam behones enatzil ameskenut. Ililta baloas enatzil ameskenut. Istinfasa yalo hulu egziavi harina yamesagin. Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise Egeziavi Hara, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Istinfas Yalo Hulu Egeziavi Harina Yamesagin. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. Praise he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Hallelujah, yah, 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 yah.
መዝሙር 150 ሃሌሉያ እግዚአብሔርን በመቅደሱ አመስግኑት በኃይሉ ጠፈር አመስግኑት በችሎቱ አመስግኑት በታላቅነቱ ብዛት አመስግኑት በመለከት ድምጽ አመስግኑት በበገናና በመሰንቆ አመስግኑት በከበሮና በዘፈን አመስግኑት በአውታርና በእምቢልታ አመስግኑት ድምጹ መልካም በሆነ ጸናጽል አመስግኑት እልልታ ባለው ጸናጽል አመስግኑት استنفاس ያለው ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ያመስግን ሃሌሉያ
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God in his sanctuary. Sanctuary.
Hallelujah. El Bekotso.
Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs.
Alleluhu beminim ve'ugav.
Praise him upon the loud cymbals.
Alleluhu betzilzele shama.
Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals.
Alleluhu betzilzele teruah.
Let everything that hath breath.
Kol ha-neshamat.
Praise the Lord.
Tehallel ya.
Praise ye the Lord. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
The end of the Book of Psalms.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Because Israel, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Elohenu, Yahweh Echad? Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important?
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Echad. Reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, He who be, who be, our Elohim, He who be, who be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Echad hu Eloheinu Gadol, Adonenu Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy Kadosh, Kadosh is his name. Kadosh, holy and dreadful is his name. Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu Layawa, Iti Ua Ne. Romimashimom Yachdau, magnify he who be we be with me. Kadlu la Yahuwah Iti, and let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne Romimashimom Yachdau, Yachdau, Yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine. Thine, Lika Yahuwah, thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, Yah, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he. Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Isla, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire, and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot, and above the throne of glory,
Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written. For they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein HaTorah, who givest the Torah, who givest the Torah, law, 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 givest the
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh. Notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the blessed one. Blessed is Yahweh, the blessed one, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our almighty King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have forward and reach a mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear for this Shabbat Wayikash. Sabbath, and he came near, and he drew near. Here for the Rishon, here for the first Aliyah, the Rishon. Here for the Rishon Aliyah, for this Shabbat Wayikash. Here picking up the first book of Moses, first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 44. Here picking up from verse 18, for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first reading, first up offering here for this Shabbat Wayikash. B'shem Ha'ab Wahabein Ruacha Kadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one. Wayikash Elayo Yehuda, why Yomer Bi Adoni Yidaber Na Abdeka Davar De Azne Adoni Al Yichar Rapika De Abdeka Ki Kamoka K Faro. Then Yehuda, then Judah came near to him. Wayigash Elayo Yehuda. Then Judah drew near to him, Yehuda. Wayigash Elayo Yehuda, and said, Wayomer Bi Adoni, O my Adon, Aten, O my Lord, Bi Adoni Yidaberna Abdeka, O my Adon, make thy servant a praise thy. Bi Adoni Yidaberna Abdeka Davar Bi Azne Adoni. O my Adoni, make thy servant a praise thy. Speak a word in my Adoni's ears. Bi Adoni Yidaberna Abdeka Davar Bi Azne Adoni. With Allah Yichar Lapeka Bi Abdeka, and make not thine anger burn against thy servant. With Allah Yichar Lapeka Bi Abdeka, for thou art even as Pharaoh, for I art even as Pharaoh. Ki Kamoka K Pharaoh. Adoni asked his servant, saying, Have y'all a father or a brother? Adoni Asha'ala Eta Ab Dayo Lemora Hayesha Lakem Av O Ach. Have y'all a father or a brother? Hayesha Lakem Av O Ach. And we said to Adoni, I have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou saidest to thy servants, bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes upon him. And we, I said to Adoni, to my Adon, glad cannot leave his father, for he should leave his father would die. And thou, the eye, saidest to thy servants, except your youngest brother come down with you, y'all shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up to thy servant, my father Ali, I told him the words of Adoni, of my Adon. And Abin, our father, said, go again, buy I and I a little food. Buy us a little food. And I and I cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then will I and I go down. For I and I may not see Haish's face, except our youngest brother with I and I. And thy servant, Ari, my father, said to us, to Aina, ye y'all know that my wife Ishti bear I two sons, and the one went out from me, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I sought him not since. And if y'all take this also from me, from mine, mischief befall him. Ye, y'all shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave, to Sheol, to Sheol. Now, therefore, when I come to thy servant, Abdeka Havi, my father, and the lad, not with us, not with I and I, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, with Atta, Kboiya Hila Abdeka Havi, with Han Ara Heinenua Hitan, with Nafsho. Seeing that his soul, his nefesh is bound up, his psyche is bound up with the lad's nefesh, with the lad's soul, the lad's psyche, with hanara heinenu aitan, with nafsho keshura v'nafsho. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevio Yisrael, here for the Sheni, Aliyah, second reading, second up offering here for this Shabbat, Wayikash, Sabbath, and he came near and he drew near. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 44, here at verse 31, for the Sheni Aliyah, with Haya. Kiar oto a kiein han ara with meta with hori dua vadeka etta se va abdeka abinu de yabona shola. And it shall come to pass when he seeth that the lad is not, he will die, and thy servant shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant, our father, I and thy father, with sorrow to the grave, with sorrow to Sheol, with Haya, Kiaroto, Akien, Han Ara. And it shall come to pass, with Haya, and it shall come to pass when he seeth that the lad, not, that he will die. What mate? That he will die, and thy servants shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant, our father, I and thy father, with sorrow to the grave. With horidu abdeka etta sevata abdeka avinu. For thy servant became surety for the lad to Avi, to my father, saying, if I bring him not to thee, then I shall bear the blame to Avi, to my father, forever. For I now therefore, I pray thy, let make thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to Adoni, to my Adon. And make the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father and the lad, not with I, lest peradventure perhaps I see the evil that shall come to Abi, see the evil that shall come to my father. Ki eich elehila Abi we han ara enenu aiti pen ereh ba ra'a hashara yima tzaheta Abi. How shall I go to my father? Ki aich elehil avi. If the lad be not with me, with hanar einenu aiti, lest I look upon the evil that shall come on my father. Pen ereh va'ra'a hashara yimatzaha et avi. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevir, here. Genesis chapter 45, Joseph reveals himself to his brethren. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me, from I. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph, Yosef, made himself known to his brethren.
with law, yakola yosefa, lehita ateka, likola ha nitzavim alayo, vaya yikra. Then Yosef could not refrain himself before all the men that stood by, before all of them that stood by him. Ulo yachola Yosefa lehita apeka likola hanit avim alayu. And he cried out, he called out, Wayikra hotziu kol isha me alaya, cause every man to go out from I. Hotziu kol isha me alaya. With law, amada isha ito, de'ahita wada'a Yosefa illa echayo. Then and there stood no man with him. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known to his brethren. With law, amada isha ito, and there stood no man with him. De'ahita wada'a Yosef. While Joseph made himself known, illa echayo, to his brethren. And he wept aloud. And the Egyptians in the house of Paro, Pharaoh, heard. And Yosef and Joseph said to his brethren, I, Yosef, doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled. For they were troubled at his presence. Wayitena heta koloa biya bekiya waya yishamu amitkrahi waya yishmaa daita paro. And he wept and he wept aloud. Wayitena heta koloa, and he gave his voice a biki. And he wept aloud, and he gave his voice weeping. Wayitena etak olo bi abiki, why ishmu amitzrayim? And the Mitzrayim, and the Egyptians and Mitzrayim heard. Why ishmu amitzrayim? Why ishma'a beita paro? And the Beit, the house of Paro, of Pharaoh, heard. Why yomer Yosef ella echayo? And Joseph said to his brethren, why yomer Yosef ella echayo? Joseph said to his brethren, Ani Yosef, ha'od avi chai? I am Joseph. Ani
Yosef.
I am Joseph. Ani Yosef, ha'od avi chai? Ha'od
avi chai.
Doth my father yet live. Ha'od avi chai. With lo yakulua echayo. La nota oto akia niva halu ni panayo. And his brethren could not answer him, for they were affrighted at his presence. With lo yachlua echayo la nota oto ki yiva halua ni panayo.
And
Yosef. And Joseph said to his brethren, come near to me, come near to I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I, Yosef, Joseph, your brother, whom you're sold into Egypt. Why yomer Yosef ha'ela echayo, gishu na elai. And Joseph said to his brethren, gishu na elai, gishu na, come near elai to I. Wayikashu, and they came near. Wayikashu, wayomer, and he said, Ani Yosef, achikem, asher nikartem otia mitzraima. I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Mitzrayim, into Egypt. Ani Yosef. Achikem, Ani Yosef, Achikem, Asher Nekartem, Oti, Amitzrayim. And now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye that y'all sold me hither, here, for Elohim, for the true good, the true God, for Elohim, did send me before you to preserve life, with Atah. ala te atawa we ala yihara bi ayanekema kia mekaritema otia heina ki le mechia mechia she lachini Elohima lifa nekem. And now be not grieved. And now be not grieved with Atta. And now, Alate Atsavu. Alate Atsavu, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves. With Ala Yichara de Ayinekem. And be not angry in your own eyes. Kia Mekaritem. That y'all sold me. Kia Mekaritem Maotia. Hey, na. That y'all sold me hither. Hey, hey, na. Ki. For. Kia Le. Michia, le Michia, she lachni Elohim, alif nekem, for Elohim did send me, send I before you to preserve life for these 2 years, the famine in the land, and yet 5 years in which neither airing nor harvest, and Elohim sent me, sent I before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance, by a great deliverance. Wayishalacheni Elohim lifnekema la suma lakema she eyarita baaretza ula ha hayota lakem lifa lifa neita gedola.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
And hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Shalishi. For the Shalishi Aliyah. For the third Aliyah. Third up offering. Third reading. Hear. For this Shabbat. Wayikash. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book, known as Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereishis. Here picking up Genesis chapter 45, verse 8, for the Shalishi Aliyah. We ata lo atem shelachetem oti hena ki ha Elohim vayasineni la'ava lefaro ula adona lekola beto u moshella bechola aretza mitzrayim. So now, not you that sent me, sent I hither, but Elohim, but ha Elohim, we ata. So now, and now, we and ata, and now, we ata, ata. Lo atem ashelachetem otia, hena, hena. So now, not you, not y'all. Not y'all, it was. We're ata, ata, lo, atem, lo, not, atem, not you all, not y'all. Y'all sent me hither, shelachetem oti, heina, heina, but heina. Elohim, ki, ha, Elohim. And he hath made me, and he hath made I, a father to Pharaoh. Ki, ha, Elohim, vayasimeni. Le'av, le'faro, le'faro, le'faro. And Lord, and Adon, and Atem, Aton, Atem, and Adon of all his house, of all his bayit. Ula Adon, le'kol, le'to, and a ruler. U Moshel, 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 we Moshel, U Moshella, bechol aretz Mitzrayim, 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 and a ruler throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. Wata lo atem ashelachetem oti heina ki ha Elohim vayasimeni le'av le'faro ula adon lechol beto. O Moshella bechol aretz Mitzrayim. Hey, she, hey, y'all, go up,
Aliyah up to Avi, to my father, and say to him, thus saith thy son, Yosei, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Elohim, hath made I Adon, Atem, Aton, hath made I Adon, of all Mitzrayim. Come down to I, tarry not, and thou the I shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. And thou, the I, shall be near to me, near to I, thou, the I, and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of Achi Binyamin, in the eyes of my Ach, Benjamin, Binyamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh to you. And ye and y'all shall tell my father of all my glory in Mitzrayim, and of all that ye, that y'all have seen. And ye and y'all shall haste and bring down Avi hither, heya. And he fell upon his brother Binyamin, Benjamin's neck, and wept. And Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. Joseph's brethren blessed and sent to Yaakov and sent to Jacob. And the fame thereof was heard in Paro, in Pharaoh's bait, in Pharaoh's house, saying, Yosef's brethren are come. And it pleased Paro, Pharaoh well, and his servants. And Pharaoh, the great house, said to Yosef, say to thy brethren, this do y'all, lade your beasts and go, get you to the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households, and come to me, come to I, and I will give you the good of the land of Mitzrayim, of the land of Egypt, and ye and y'all shall eat the fat of the land. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, for the Rabbi, for the fourth Aliyah, fourth of offering up here for this Shabbat, Vayigash, Sabbath, and he came near, and he drew near. Here, picking up first book of Moses, Genesis chapter 45, here at verse 19, for the fourth. We ata, soreta zota esu, kehu lachema me aret mitraim, idalota la tapkema, we lina shechema, una satema eta vikem uabatem. Now thou, the I, and the I, with ata, and the I, now, art commanded, this do ye, this do y'all, with ata, tsueta, zota, esu. Now thou art commanded, this do ye, this do y'all, with ata, Ueta zot esu. Take your wagons out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Kehu lachem me areta Mitzrayim. Kehu lachem. Take for y'all. Kehu lachem me areta Mitzrayim. Take your wagons out of the land of Mitzrayim, for your little ones, and for your wives, and bring your father, and for your wives, una satem, and bring your father and come. Una satem etavi kem, ua batem,
Also, regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Mitzrayim, yours, and the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, and the sons of Yisrael, did so. And Yosef, and Yusuf, Yawasaf, and Yosef gave them wagons, galot, according to the command of Pharaoh, the great house, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them, he gave each man changes of raiment. But to Binyamin, to Benjamin, he gave 300 pieces of kesef, of silver, and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father, he sent after this manner: 10 asses laden with the good things of Mitzrayim, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat and food for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said to them, see that ye, that y'all fall not out by the way. See that ye, that y'all fall not out by the way. The way. Vayomer Elehem, al tirigzu badarek. Al tirigzu badarek. See that y'all fall not out by the way. And they went up, and they aliyed up. Wa ya'illu mi Mitzrayim. And they aliyed up, and they went up out of Mitzrayim, mi Mitzrayim, and came into the land of Canaan to Yaakov, their father, and told him, saying, Joseph, yet alive, and he, governor over all the land of Mitzrayim. And Yaakov and Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed, he amained them not, and told him, saying, Wayagidu lau, and told him, saying, Wayagidu lau, lemor od Yosef chai, od Yosef chai, and they told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, od Yosef chai, ki hu Moshel be kol aretz Mitzrayim, and he is Moshel. He is ruler over all the land of Mitzrayim, over all the land of Egypt. Waki hu Moshel be kol aretz Mitzrayim. Waya yafaga libo aki yaloa hemin lahem, and his heart fainted, and his heart fainted. Wayafaga libo, ki lo hemin lahem, for he believed, he amained them not. Ki lo hemin lahem, ki lo hemin lahem, for he amained lo hemin lahem, them. And they told him all the words of Yosef, all the words of Joseph. Yosef, which he said to them, Asher diber Elehem. And when he saw, which Joseph had sent to carry, carry him. Wayareta hai galota shara shalach. Yosefa la seita the spirit, the irid of Yaakov, the spirit of Jacob, their father.
Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, for the fifth offering up, going up here for this Shabbat, Vayigash, here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, and here from the Sefer Bereishis, here we pick up with Genesis chapter 45, verse 28, for the Chamishi. For the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah for this Shabbat, Vayigash. Vayomer Israel, Rav, Oda Yosef, Abni, Chai, Elcha, Ve'ereinu, Abit, Rem, Amut. And Israel said, Vayomer Israel, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Rav od Yosef abni chai elcha we erhein bitrem amut. Here, Shema Yisrael, here. Picking up with Genesis chapter 46. Jacob, Yaakov journeys to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet, to Gubit, to Egypt. Here, picking up Genesis chapter 46, verse 1. Vayisa'a Yisrael, v'kol la'asher lo, v'yavo b'era shava, v'yizbach zivachim l'elohei avio Yitzhak. And Israel took his journey with all that he had. Vayisa'a Yisrael, v'kol la'asher lo. And Yisrael, took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba. Vayavo be'erah shavah, and offered sacrifices to the God, the true good, of his father Isaac. Vayayizvacha zivachim lelohei avio Yitzhak. And Ha'el, true good, the true God, spake to Yisrael, in the visions of the night and said, Jacob. And he said, Here I. Vayomer Elohim ale Yisrael, b'marota halayil, vayomer Yaakov, vayomer Hineni. And Elohim spake to Yisrael in the visions of the night. Vayomer Elohim leYisrael b'marot halayla, and said, Jacob. Vayomer Yaakov. Vayomer, and he said, Hineni. Here. And he said, I, God, the true good, Ha'el, the Elohim of thy father, fear not to go down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet, to Kibbutz, for I will there make of thee a great nation. Vayomer Anoki Ha'el Elohe Avika, Atira, Mea Reda Mitzrayim, Ki Likoi Gadol, Simcha Sham. And he said, Vayomer Anoki, Ha'el, the true El, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Anoki, Ha'el, Elohei Avika, I am Ha'el, the Elohim of thy Father, Anoki, Ha'el Elohei Avika, Al tira, fear not, Me'arida Mitzrayima, fear not to go down to Mitzrayima, to Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. Ki Ligoi Gadol, Simcha Sham. I will go down with the eye to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet. And I will also surely bring thee up
And Yosef, Joseph, shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Anoki, Ereda, Imeka, Mitzrayim. We Anoki, Aleka, Gamma, Alo, we Yosef. Yashita, Yado, Allah, Aineka. I will go down with the eye, male, into Egypt, into Mitzrayim. Anoki. Ereda imeka imka anoki ereda imeka mitzrayima. I will go down with the eye into mitzrayima, into mitzrayim, to Egypt. We anoki aaleka kama alo 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 gam alo gam alo. And I also surely will bring thee up again, will cause the eye to aliyah up again. We anoki aaleka. Kama alo with Yosefa Yashita Yado Al Aineka. And Joseph with Yosef shall put his hand upon thine eyes. With Yosefa Yashita Yado Al Aineka. And Jacob, Yaakov, Jacob rose up from Beersheba. From Beersheba, and the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, carry Yaakov, Jacob, their father, and their little ones, and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. Vayakam Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, vayayisua bnei Yisrael et Yaakov avihem ve'et apam. Weeta ne shehem ba galota shara shalach paro la seta oto. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Mitzrayim, came into Kibbutz, came into Egypt. Yaakov, Jacob, and all his seed and all his race with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed and all his race brought he with him into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Kibbutz. And these are the names, the Shemot, of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, which came into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, Yaakov and Benayo and his sons, Reuven, Yaakov, Jacob's firstborn. And the sons of Reuven, of Reuben, Hanok, and Phallu, and Hezron, and Carmi. And the sons of Shimon, of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman, a Canaanitish Aisha woman. And the sons of Lewi, of Levi, Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. And the sons of Yehuda, of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Phares, and Zara. And and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Phares were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Puva, and Job, Eob, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, and Elon, and Jahliel. These be the sons of Leah, of Leah, which she bare to Yaakov in Padan Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of Benayo, of his sons and his daughters, were 33. And the sons of Gad, of Gad, Ziphion and Hagi, Shuni and Ezbon, Eri and Arodi and Areli, and the sons of Asher, Jimna and Ishua, and Isui and Beriah, and Sarah their sister, the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bare to Yaakov, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, of Rachel, Yaakov's Isha, Jacob's wife, Eshet, or Set, Yosef and Binyamin, and Benjamin. And to Yosef in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, in the land of Gibbetz, in the land of Kemet, Memphis, were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which who Asenat, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, of Heliopolis, bare to him. And the sons of Binyamin, of Binyam, of Benjamin, were Bela and Becher, and Ashbel, Gera and Naaman, Ehi and Rosh, Mupim and Hupim and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, of Rachel, who were born to Yaakov. All the souls were 14. And the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel and Guni, Jezer and Shalim. These are the sons of Bilhah, who Laban, Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and she bear these to Yaakov, to Jacob. All the souls were 7. All the souls that came with Yaakov, with Jacob, into Mitzrayim, into Gibbetz, who came out of his loins, besides Yaakov, Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. And the sons of Yosef, of Joseph, who were born him in Mitzrayim, were 2 souls. All the souls of the Beit Yaakov, the Beit Yaakov, of the house of Yaakov, the house of Jacob, who came into Mitzrayim, were 70. And here.
You know we are his. And listen to the words of a prophet. The wages of sin is death. Now the gift of Jah is eternal life. The truth is a fact and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brother or sister. Or your enemy. There is the book of knowledge. Yeah, it's there for those who want to learn truth. Yeah, children of Israel, keep listening. They say the other half has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Yeah, well, yeah. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Yes. Here, children of Israel, B'nai Yisrael, here to fulfill first day service, Sunday service, first day, happy, peaceful, and safe, new Gregorian year, you know what I mean, to you all and to your families, Hashem Yeshua. I'm going to pick up with a fulfillment here of this 11th sabbatical study here, first day service, Sunday service coming up at the top. At the top of the Iowa, just now.
You know we are Israelites. You know we are Israelites. You know we are Israelites. You know we are Israelites.
Psalm 24.
Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, Selah, Selah.
Yes, sir. First day service, first day of this new Gregorian year. Yes, I calling. Yes, I, good, strong seven. Have a peaceful, a safe, and an overcoming Gregorian new year. Yes, sir.